We have to also keep in mind Texas Rule of Evidence 103C. You know, that's it. If there's one rule that's not used enough by litigators on criminal cases, 103C is that way, that rule that should be considered. Because, you know, judge, I'm offering this evidence. You know, the judge says I'm sustaining the other side's objection. Well, there better be an offer of proof on the record under 103C about what exactly it is that the judge is keeping out that you want in. Because the appellate court is going to say, look, you know, you offered your exhibit number one, but you never told us on the record what is exhibit number one. Why is it important? You never made an offer of proof so that we, the appellate court, we cannot now make a determination as to whether or not, one, it should have been admitted, and two, was there any harm in the judge not admitting it? Now, you know, 103C, there's no set way that you need to make an offer of proof, but it certainly says that the trial judge must allow you to make that offer of proof in question and answer format if you so request. But wow, you know, if you've been in the trenches at trial and you've had a difficult judge that you're trying a case in front of, you know how those judges can be. Counsel, you can make that question and answer offer of proof anytime you want, but you're not going to do it now. You're going to have to do it later on. And maybe the court reporter will be here for you to allow to do that. So we need to be careful about how we're going to do the offer of proof when we have judges, not all of whom are that way, but there are some judges who can be fairly abrasive when you're trying to make an offer of proof under 103C. And so it's thoughtful on all of our parts to make sure we think about 103C when we're preserving error during trial if something comes up that we think should have been admitted into evidence. And then, of course, we have to obtain an adverse ruling. You know, 33.1 says timely specific objection. And make sure you get an adverse ruling. And that's not always the easiest thing either. Judge, I object to that. You know, and you lay the specific timely objection, and the response by the judge is, move along, counsel. Or, you know, you make the objection and the judge says, the jury will remember the evidence. And you object again, you re-urge that objection again, and the judge says, counsel, I told you to move along. Now, you know, the jury's looking at you. The judge is irritated with you. Hopefully you don't get into that position. But if you do, just remember to make sure you get an adverse ruling from the court in order to properly preserve error for your appellate purposes. And if the judge refuses to rule, then just say, very respectfully, judge, I object to the court not ruling on that objection. And then you're good to go. 33.1 of the Rules of Appellate Procedure says you are good to go at that point because you've attempted to get it, you've brought it to the attention of the judge, made it clear to the judge what it is that you're objecting to. And if the judge doesn't rule on it, you respectfully object to the judge not ruling, you're good to go. So going through these rules, you know, easier said than done. You know, in the heat of battle, in trial, things are flying left and right. The jury's impatient, the judge is impatient, or you've got a really difficult witness who's just going all over the place on you. You know, it's easier said than done. All you got to do is a specific timely objection, obtain an adverse ruling, and then you're ready to go. You know, to keep you from getting into this kind of this photo situation here with a Marine DI, I've got some thoughts in the paper, and I've attached some things to the paper that would help us brothers and sisters when we're in litigation in front of a court or a jury, how to best preserve the error. One of the first ways to make sure you're on the road to being able to preserve error in your case is making sure you file your Michael Morton Act letter, your MMA letter, that 39.14 Code of Criminal Procedure letter where you tell the prosecutor under the Michael Morton Act and that new great case that the Court of Criminal Appeals just came out with recently in Watkins, where material evidence is now defined pretty much as whatever the government's going to use in the case, make sure you file that MMA letter timely. You should do it the day you're appointed or the day you're hired, the same day you either get the appointing order or you file your notice of appearance as counsel of record, because You want to make sure you preserve error under 3914 in the Michael Morton Act should something happen on the eve of trial. The appellate courts view these MMA letters as being more significant the earlier on they're filed at trial by defense counsel, in the case by trial defense counsel, not trial. So if you file it the day you're appointed or the day that you're retained, and then trial begins a year and a half later, and we've all run into that situation. Friday afternoon before trial, the prosecution lays out on you a bunch of 404B evidence. They lay out on you a whole bunch of expert witnesses who are going to testify. If that comes on the eve of trial and you've properly filed your MMA letter early on, you now have a good way of preserving error by asking the trial judge to exclude that evidence by the government because they didn't timely comply with 3914. Well, what if the judge says that's overruled? Great objection. You know, my cousin Vinny kind of situation, great objection, but overruled. Well, now what do you do? You know, to preserve error with this 3914 MMA issue, you now have to ask for a continuance from the judge. And in that continuance, which we all know has to be written and sworn to, you have to allege in that motion for continuance what the surprise is on your part and why you have been disadvantaged in the untimely submission to you by the government of the experts they want to use or the 404B evidence they want to use or the 3707 evidence they want to use. So you want to make sure